Good afternoon, beloved. This is Reverend Dr. John E. Jackson, Sr., the senior pastor of the Trinity United Church of Christ in Gary, Indiana, where we are not just another church, but we are a culturally conscious, Christ-centered church committed to the community. We are unashamedly Black and unapologetically Christian. And here I am again with another afternoon affirmation for you. So let's get right into it. I recently read a news article on the internet about two high school teens who got stuck at sea off the coast of Volano Beach, Florida. These two teens who attended the Christ Church Academy decided to skip school that day and go swimming instead. They lost track of time, and because of the tide, they lost their bearings on their location while at sea. When they realized that they had drifted too far and were lost at sea, they began to be afraid, exhausted, and wondering if they would survive. After 2 hours at sea and at least 2 miles from the shore, they started praying. They cried out loud in prayer, "God, if you really do have plans for us, please come on now. Bring us something to save us now." And just in the nick of time, Captain Eric Wagner and his crew, who were traveling from Delray Beach to New Jersey in their boat, said over the winds, the waves, and the engine of the boat, they thought they heard a desperate scream. That's when they noticed the struggling teens and sailed over to rescue them. And here is the kicker. His boat is named the Amen. Those two teens will no doubt never forget not only that they were rescued from impending death because they decided to ditch school that day, but how they were rescued. It was the Amen that rescued them. And that experience says to me that you are here for a purpose and a plan, and that you are not going to leave this life until you complete that purpose and that plan that God has for you. There is a reason why you woke up this morning. There is a reason why you are still here after all these years, and so many other people you know have packed up their tent, closed their eyes, and moved upstairs to the Father's house. There's a reason why you are here. You are here because God has a purpose and God has a plan for your life. The teen's experience also tells me that we can make some bad decisions along the way. In other words, we will make some mistakes along the way. Mistakes that are nobody's fault but ours and ours alone. Things that we cannot blame on anybody else but us. Decisions that we knew were wrong when we conceived them in our mind. We all will make mistakes in our lives, so don't beat yourself up because you make a mistake. Learn the lesson from that mistake and don't make that particular mistake again. But finally, their experience showed me that even when we make mistakes, we have a God who is able to send us just what we need at just the right time to rescue us from our mistakes. And that God has a way of signing God's name on the means of rescue so that we will never forget that it was by God and not by chance that we are rescued and here today. And ain't it good to know today that even when we are at our worst, God is still at God's best for us? Ain't it good to know that when we are faithless, God is still faithful in our lives? And ain't it good to know that we have a God who is not only able but willing to turn our mistakes into miracles? There will be times when we will wade in the waters of willful disobedience and get lost at sea because we are stuck on stupid. But we can still call on God, and God hears, God answers, and God saves while signing God's name on our rescue like he did that boat called the Amen. I really need to tell you that in Revelation 3:14, Jesus says, in speaking of himself, "These are the words of the Amen." Jesus is the Amen that sent help for those teens and will send help for you too. Make it a great day and be encouraged, because I'm so glad the tomb was empty. Again, this is Reverend Dr. John E. Jackson, Sr., the senior pastor of the Trinity United Church of Christ in Gary, Indiana, where we are not just another church, but we are a culturally conscious, Christ-centered church committed to the community, because we are unashamedly Black and unapologetically Christian, and I'm on the region's choice and the People's Voice with another afternoon affirmation. God bless you and God keep you.